It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we have a very special show for you. We're going to shine the spotlight on the 10 greatest groups of all time. Have you ever wondered who the biggest selling band in the history of rock and pop music has been? Well, we're going to answer that question as we unravel some of the mysteries behind the biggest names in rock band history right here on Border Crossings for today. Sit back and relax and get ready for today's show. It's the greatest bands of all time on Border Crossings. We'll start off today's show with the Beach Boys, the guys from Southern California that created the surf sound, a band that was put together in the late 50s by Brian Wilson, who was brothers with Carl and Dennis Wilson. Let's check them out. Here are the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, Excitations, going back to the 60s. The Beach Boys, one of the most critically acclaimed, commercially successful, and widely influential bands of the time. The group had over 80 songs on the charts worldwide. 36 of them were top 40 hits. And four of them went to number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. The Beach Boys and Good Vibrations. I'm Larry London. We are looking at the greatest groups of all time. We've got number nine. This is Van Halen and one of their number one songs. This is called Jump. Number eight on our top 10 greatest groups of all time, Nickelback from Canada with the fourth best-selling rock song of all time, according to Billboard, and How You Remind Me. They are one of the most successful Canadian groups ever, having sold over 50 million records, and they rank 11th as the best-selling music act and best-selling foreign act in the U.S. of the 2000s, just behind the Beatles.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. Or was we not a different story? This time
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Song we just heard, How You Remind Me, listed as their best-selling rock song of the decade, the fourth best-selling of that particular period. I'm Larry London, and you've got Border Crossings, and we've got the biggest bands of all time, and we are playing them for you today on our special show. It's time for Pink Floyd. Roger Waters is on tour right now, and this one is one of their biggest hits, certainly a number one song on the Billboard charts for the band. This is called Another Brick in the Wall. It's Pink Floyd, who were inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in 1996 and the UK Music Hall of Fame in 2005.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm. Teach and leave them kids alone.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
It's Fleetwood Mac and Dreams off of one of the most successful albums in the 70s, the album Rumors from 1977. It was their second album after they added Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, and they had put out four top 10 singles, which remained number one on the American Albums charts for 31 weeks. That's how long Dreams and the Rumors album were at the top of the charts. Time magazine gives them credit as one of the most successful albums ever. And they are Fleetwood Mac, and the song is Dreams. My name is Larry London. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Today, we're playing the biggest bands in the history of rock music, and these guys have been together now for a couple of years. the passing of Glenn Frey stopped the band from touring for just a little while, but they've replaced Glenn with his son, Deacon, who is in the band now. They are the Eagles, and Don Henley celebrating his 70th birthday this year. This song is on the greatest albums of all time list put out by Rolling Stone. It's number 37 on their list of the top 500. It's called Hotel California. Here are the Eagles on Border Crossings.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, and one of the biggest from the band that gave us so many million-selling hits over the years. They say that this album took only 36 hours in the studio to create. Stairway to Heaven, the name of the song. My name's Larry London. You've got Border Crossings, and we are looking at the biggest groups of all time. Chicago are from Chicago. And they had one of the longest-running, most successful rock group histories ever. In fact, they're still together right now. They've sold over 100 million records, 5 number one songs, 21 top 10 singles. They're best known for their horn section. Let's take a listen now to Chicago. This is Look Away.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Found someone else, I guess I won't be coming round. I guess it's over, baby. It's really over, baby. Whoa. And from what you said, I know you've gotten over me. It'll never be the way it is.
Look away, baby, look away. And if we meet on the street someday, and I don't know what. the fire.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Was the Rolling Stones from the mid-60s, and I can't get no satisfaction. The Rolling Stones have had over 30 studio albums, 18 live albums, a number of compilations, and their sales in excess of $250 million around the world. They put the band together in 1962, and they have been at the forefront of the British invasion of bands ever since the 60s, when it was between the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, who were the biggest band at that time. But the Rolling Stones, of course, a big part of the British rock invasion. And that was Satisfaction, number two. We're up to number one, the number one song, the number one band. And we've got it for you right now on Border Crossings. This is the Beatles, Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Start to make it better. Hey Jude,
That's the Beatles with Hey Jude. And that, of course, is on the Hot 100 Songs of All Time list. Number 8 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time list. And one of the best-selling songs by one of the best-selling bands in music history. They've sold over 600 million records worldwide. Sir Paul McCartney recently sold the Beatles' catalog and resolved a long-standing issue on the song rights for the songs that the Beatles had in their catalog, many of which written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Hey Jude, the Beatles, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings and our special today with the greatest groups of all time. And I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back again soon with more requests and dedications here on Border Crossings. And I thank you for joining us. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.